Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic, N3 northbound in Buccleuch, there's a crash after Marlborough Drive is causing some queuing traffic there. And on the N17 in Boksburg, eastbound, a truck crash after Rondebult.
The Deputy Minister of Basic Education, Regina Maule, is addressing the audience where the matric results for 2024 will soon be announced. Here's what she had to say so far.
The matric class of 2024 were in grade 8. They just entered the secondary education at the time when this crisis took place. The government worked tirelessly to strike a balance between saving lives and the 2020 academic year.
Of course, there she's speaking about the COVID-19 pandemic. Moving abroad, shortly after Donald Trump's return to the White House in America, EU leaders will gather in Belgium on the 3rd of February. This is now for an exceptional defense retreat. It will involve Britain's Prime Minister and NATO's Secretary General. The Chief of the European Council, Antonio Costa, posted the following on X. He says, Europe needs to assume greater responsibilities for its own defense. We have a common interest in doing more and better at European level. Staying abroad, Antonio Senatore from Cartesian Capital kicks off this business minute with news from the international oil industry.
Oil continued to rally for a third straight session on Monday, with Brent crude now above $80 per barrel, which is a level not seen in over 4 months. On Friday, the United States rolled out the toughest sanctions yet on Russia's oil industry. And if Trump doesn't reverse them, these measures could hit Russia's petroleum exports harder than anything the West has tried so far. Specifically, two big oil producers and exporters got hit.
So along with this, two U.S. oil producers were told to pull out of Russia. But is it enough?
Oil continued to rally for a third straight session on Monday.
Well, he just added there a bit later that they will have to implement something that has a bit more teeth. Apologies there for the wrong upsound. A dollar at this stage is trading at 19 rand 8 cents, a euro 19 rand 46, and a pound at 23 rand 19. Gold is trading at $2,665.96 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $80.94 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 7.
We start off with cricket news. It's a match between my Cape Town and the Royals, the Paul Royals. It's the sixth match of the SA20. And well, the Paul Royals at the moment, they're the ones that are bowling. My Cape Town, 114 for the loss of just those two wickets. At the moment, Ryan Rickleton and Rassie van Adissen back in the pavilion. Reeza Hendricks and Colin Hendricks doing the, Colin Ingram doing the business for the side on 51 and 7 runs respectively. So Deval Brevis and George Linder still to come in, so quite a bit of firepower left in the tank there for the side. Pat Cummins returns for Australia's Champions Trophy campaign in Pakistan next month after skipping the Sri Lanka tour with injured paceman Josh Hazlewood announced in the squad as well. Australian captain Cummins opted out of the Sri Lanka series starting later on in the month for the birth of his second child. He's reportedly also carrying a knee injury. And Eben Etzebeth was a notable absentee in the 28-man squad for the Sharks for a two-match European tour, which gets underway with a clash against Bordeaux this weekend. John Plumtree's Chargers, along with the Stormers, are still in the race for the Champions Cup last 16 spots, but the Vodacom Bulls' chances of getting through to the knockouts were dashed this weekend after a heavy defeat. And assistant coach Davi Snyman, well, he says the Stormers, fresh off their big result in Cape Town, have got their sights set on beating Rassing 92 on Saturday to clinch a last 16 spots as well in that very same Investec Champions Cup. And Pep Guardiola says that the mood at Manchester City has been lifted by three straight victories, but was cagey regarding potential recruits to strengthen his injury-hit squad in January. There has been a bit of an update as well in that SA20 match. Colin Ingram back in the pavilion again. Dan Khalim getting yet another wicket, and that means they're 114 for 3. That is